Michigan-born actor Stephanie Astalis-Jones has been acting for over 40 years. You may have seen her work in film and television, including HBO's Sharp Objects with Amy Adams. Also, Dolly Parton's Coat of Many Colors and Robert De Niro's Dirty Grandpa. She's also worked with other A-list actors Robert Redford and Nick Nolte and joins us today to talk about her upcoming one-woman show, Disgruntled Fumes, in Athens at Hendershot's. Stephanie, thanks so much for coming.
Thank you, Michael, for having me.
It's great to see you again. like to ask you, I mentioned you were born in Michigan. When did you come to Athens?
I was born in Michigan and actually then moved to Ohio and then Indiana. And we ended up down here when I was about 13.
Mm-hmm.
So I started in elementary school for only about half a year the last year. Back then, the grades, you know, eighth grade was actually high school.
Right.
So finished seventh grade and then went on into high school.
And what was that transition like for you?
It was pretty horrendous.
Oh, no.
Pretty horrendous, you know. It was definitely, you know, what are you doing here? You're a Yankee.
Oh, my goodness.
Not friendly, you know. People just like if you picture your typical movie of, you know, elementary school angst-ridden horror stories. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Come every morning, somebody sitting in your chair trying to mess with you, throwing pine cones at the back of your legs.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Well, you know what? Those are tough years anyway, but making a transition like that probably made it more difficult.
Yeah, it was not pleasant.
So what drew you to acting?
Well, when I was in high school, I was in the drama club, and I just, the first time I hit the stage, I just, you know, ooh, yeah, this is what it's all about. So I fell in love with it,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to major in this. And people said to me wisely, you have to have a backup. Go with something as a backup. Did I listen? No. I'm going to follow my heart, follow, be Joseph Campbell-like, and follow my bliss. So I went into college to get a degree in theater. But after 1 year, I actually left there because I kind of already had gotten a big lead and the director mm-hmm. didn't spend any time with me. And I was like, I need to learn more. So I left college mm-hmm. and I went to the Academy Theater, which is the classic place where everybody of a certain age that's any actor in Atlanta, we all went through
uh-huh.
Frank Wittow in Atlanta. And from there, that was it.
It seemed to have worked out well. It seemed like it was a good move.
Well, it makes me happy.
Good. Very good. That's always the best. So you've got a big show coming up. Tell us about that.
Disgruntled Fumes is my one-woman 15-character salute, quote salute, mm-hmm. to poetry open mics.
Right.
Because it's great people want to write poetry and express themselves. I don't want to diss them. However, when I go to those things, it's usually hilarious because there are people who just take themselves so seriously. And
is it like a professional comedian maybe listening to dad jokes?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't resist. I made myself sit through maybe two of them. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, my God. You know, I have to go home and write. So this is a fun show.
Mm-hmm.
I do have characters that take themselves way too seriously.
Yeah.
But I also have, I've had poets come to my show going, what are you saying about poetry? And then at the end going, you know, that was some pretty darn good poetry.
Well,
so
good.
It is a fun show. Mm-hmm. There's also some stand-up sort of surprisingly slipped in there.
Right.
There's a little bit of music. There's a little bit of improv. So mm-hmm. It goes all over the place. And it's a energetic
function. You mentioned music. Who's going to provide the music?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Oh, terrific. Okay.
In the show, there is a teeny tiny, you can go to the show and go, where was the, oh yeah, there's a teeny little, a few little surprises.
Uh-huh. Now, the characters are yours, but is the poetry yours as well?
Oh yeah, I wrote everything.
Excellent.
It's 100% me.
Wow, that's terrific. How much work went into that? Or is it still
ongoing?
Well,
it's
ongoing?
A lot of work. Oh, yeah, it's totally ongoing. I mean, yeah. One of the characters I just wrote. I mean,
mm-hmm.
so it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also so that if people saw this show 2 years ago somewhere else, they'll come and go, oh, this guy wasn't here, this guy is here, because I do play guys, and I play both sexes.
Mm-hmm.
I play my grandpa. So if
okay.
you happen to come to the show and see that old man
yeah.
playing the accordion,
That's
I did
you.
Not write that. That is my grandpa. That is verbatim. Nothing creative. That is my grandpa. I just, you know.
That's wonderful. How did you come up with the title Disgruntled Fumes?
I don't even remember how I came up with it. It's actually a part of a poem.
Oh, what was it?
Okay. It's a part of one of the poet's poems. And I just, at the moment, I just thought, I'm going to name it Disgruntled Fumes.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is Caroline Aiken came to see the show, and one of the things she said was that, you know, that I'd expressed anger or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, you know, I never thought about that. But it's true. A lot of my poems are people expressing things they're upset about. So I thought, mm-hmm. oh, my God, my title actually does, you know, it wasn't that pre-thought. I just liked those words. But it fits perfectly.
So where did you come up with the idea of a one-woman show?
I've always been very comfortable being me on a stage. Mm-hmm. I'm just comfortable. I do sure. stand up. To some people, they're like, oh, my God. But it's just not a big deal. When I was in high school, my drama club did Faust. Mm-hmm. And I was gluttony. I was one of the vices. Mm-hmm. And that was probably my first solo bit. Mm-hmm. And I killed. So yeah. I mean, I was like, this is fun. Right. I like being up here. And I also have always enjoyed writing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really, at one point when I was younger, was like, oh, I'm going to be a writer.
Yeah.
So the two go hand in hand. I'm comfortable on stage. I like to write.
So you act, you write poetry. Do you also write prose?
Yeah. I write. In the past, I've written a screenplay. Mm-hmm. I write things. And of course, some of these poems, I mean, it's not like all these poems rhyme, so mm-hmm. a lot of them kind of are prosy.
Which came first, the prose or the poetry?
Prose.
And what led you into poetry?
Seeing those horrible
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was just a prose writer.
So and then, you were inspired by other poets who did it badly.
Yes, I was.
I love that. So you've taken that up. And how long have you been writing poetry now?
Well, I'm trying to think when the first version of this show, I'm not sure, maybe 6 years ago.
Okay. Have you had them published, or is it just for your own purposes in performing them on stage?
It's at this point, it's just for my purposes. But an actress friend of mine said, "Steph, this show, you really should just write these down." And see, I also am a visual artist.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole other interview, but I'm a visual artist, so okay. I really could draw. I really could draw a picture of the person, mm-hmm. and so she said, "You need to just illustrate it and put it down." And so maybe one day it will be published. I am playing with that idea.
Good.
It'd be a fun book.
Excellent. Well, you've brought some samples for us, haven't you?
I have indeed.
Can we hear a couple of samplings from your characters and your poems?
You sure can. Hey, I'm Arlene. I really just live right down the road, and I really love poetry. And I just fell in love with poetry like in high school when, you know, your senior year, you do that English poets, those guys like T.S. Eliot, you know, the Hollow Men, that's spooky. So my teacher said if I wanted to write, I should write what I know. So anyway, that's what I do. I write what I know. So here, this is called The Toilet. The toilet. Swishing, swirling, gurgling sounds. People blush and get embarrassed. They think you're dirty. But what do they know? Where would they be without you? No one wants a hole in the darkness or a hot, sticky seat in a blue plastic hut. You gleam with your lovely porcelain like a statue of Aphrodite. I scrub you and you smell like lemons. Some may see you as lowly, but I thank you for your comfort and your whispering waters that seem to wipe the proverbial slate clean and offer a new beginning. Oh, that's Arlene.
You know, As you read that, it was all I could do to not laugh and disturb the performance. But it makes me wish that I had maybe captured that from you while you were on stage so that we could get the audience response.
There is a lot of laughter in this show.
Yes.
I have had one person said, there's as many laughs in this show as like a whole stand-up show. Mm-hmm. But it's not. But it's also, I mean, it's also heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It's also poignant.
Kind of like life.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds really corny, but, you know, that is my goal, to make people feel things mm-hmm. and to also be more forgiving of other people.
Mm-hmm.
The point is, look at what a wide spectrum of human beings we have here.
Right.
And there's a reason to feel something for all of them.
Right. Well, let's get one more sample, and then we'll talk about the details of the show, which I don't think we've even mentioned yet, other than
that's
the title.
That's right. We haven't even told them where to go. All right. So this is Charlotte. Charlotte, I wrote this. It's called Facebook. Every poor, poor Patsy has a Facebook. Look at me. Here I am in a dress. Here I am in shorts. Here I am, pursing my lips like a freaking goldfish. I'm having a bad day. Lavish pity on me. I'm going to say something vague, so you have to ask. I'm going to rant. Also, here's what I had for dinner. Oh, here's what I had for lunch. Oh, here's me in front of the ocean. Everybody stars in their very own Dear Diary self-produced TV show. It's not just the president who needs to check the ego.
And let me ask you, Do you ever draw inspiration from your friends, and do they ever spot themselves in
your
work?
Oh, I totally do. There is one totally based on a friend, and I don't know if she realized that it was her or not. She was at the last performance, and I thought, oh, she's here, because it's about her. So I don't know if she knew that or not.
That is great. Are there costumes and makeup changes involved, too?
No makeup. I do the old school one-woman show, though, okay. So I have a hat rack, and I'll...
Sure.
I play a little bit of jazz in my... In changing a hat or a scarf, so because it does make a big difference.
Right.
I mean, you can change a whole lot about how you look very quickly.
That's true. Okay, well, the event coming up, I didn't give details. It takes place at Hendershot Saturday, August 4th at 8 p.m. You've performed at Hendershot's before, have you not?
I never have.
Oh, this is your first time. Excellent. Well, Hendershot's is in Athens, and where can people go to find out more information or maybe pick up some tickets?
Yeah, well, they could call for more info. They could call Hendershot's at 706-353-3050.
Excellent. And what am I not asking you about that you might want to comment on?
You're not asking me who else will be on the bill that night.
That's right. Who else is going to be there that night?
Will be fabulous, hard-bopping Southern Punk Jazz Quartet, Tiny Jazz Orchestra. I absolutely love them. So you're going to get jazz and comedy and poetry all in one night. So
is it a family-friendly show or not?
It is not a family. My show is probably R-rated.
Okay.
So it's not for kiddies.
I kind of assumed that because I think Hendershot's is more of an adult, grown-up venue, an adult venue, because that has a totally different
meaning. One will be riding a pole. No.
But it's always worth asking. Stephanie, thank you so very much for coming and joining us to talk about your work and your upcoming show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to see you.
Thanks.
You can see Stephanie Astalas-Jones in her one-woman show, Disgruntled Fumes, along with local favorites, the Tiny Jazz Orchestra, Saturday, August 4th, at Hendershot's. To hear the full discussion with Stephanie, check out our features on our website at wuga.org. I'm Michael Carton, WUGA.